I think like everybody, you're still some guys are banged up a little bit, but they've had a couple days to kind of get their legs back up underneath them. But things have been well. Guys have been flying around. We've had four great scrimmages. We had a special team scrimmage, so I think our guys are excited and ready to tackle somebody else.
You've been with the Hampton program, but first season as a head coach, how do you feel like the players are adjusting to what you and your staff are teaching them and what you want them to do?
I think they're doing a great job. A lot of guys are in the building and watching a lot of film on their own, and really, one of the things that we've been building all camp is just becoming a team, becoming a program. I think at the end of the day, when you build a program and you build that camaraderie to each other, and they know who they're playing for and what those guys represent. I think you put a product on the field that they want to be a part of something that's going to help their brother succeed. So I think the biggest thing for us this camp is really trying to come together as a team and really get to know each other and have that bonding time. So not just the football part of it, but we're also trying to build them as men to learn each other. Because I think when you know who you're playing for and who's playing next to you, you play a little bit harder.
Let's talk about your team a little bit and start on the offensive side of the ball. And you return a veteran quarterback and Chris Ellis played a lot of snaps as a first year head coach. As you're going in, how nice is it to have a veteran guy like that under center?
Oh, great. I think they're coming as a head coach, and you have two quarterbacks back because Malcolm Mays is back and he was the starter the year before. And now you got Chris Zelis was a starter. So to be a first time head coach here and have two quarterbacks back that have been starters for you is nice.
What those guys have, as you said, they both played a lot of snaps. Can you kind of talk about the different parts that they bring to the game when they're in there, or how are they different? What do they do well?
I think they are somewhat different. I think Malcolm is more a passing type quarterback who, really that's the game for him that kind of makes him different. But he runs the ball well enough that you still have to respect him. And then I think the other side of it is Chris runs the ball, better, but he throws the ball, so you have to respect him. So they can both run and throw it, but I think they both come with something a little different. One runs it maybe a little bit better, but throws it well enough, and one throws it well enough and runs good enough. So you gotta be ready for either one of them to play because they both bring something different, but at the same time have the ability to do what the other one can't do.
Behind them, Elijah Burris has rightfully gained a lot of preseason recognition, a lot of preseason player of the year list, All-America list. He certainly was outstanding last year, but battled some injuries. How is his health going into the year, and what kind of year are you expecting from him?
Oh, just to kind of continue for where he left off. He had a great off season far as just getting his body back together. Our strength conditioning coach has done a great job of kind of looking at what issues he had and his flexibility and just the rehab to get his body better. And so again, there's he understands what load that brings with him coming back and the expectation. And we're going to hand him the ball and see what he can do because he's a one heck of a back. But he has some guys that can help him with that too. We've got some other guys like Tymir Robinson and Jaquan Snipes and Ahmad Faustin. And so we've got some guys that are behind him that will do a great job for us to give him a blow here and there. But he understands what this season means. He understands the accolades that's been coming his way. And so, more than anything, that the mental part of it, he has to control that part of it because at the end of the day, you never know what teams are going to do. And, teams know how good of a back he is. And so teams may kind of stack the box at times. And so we may have to do some things to get some other people going and then get back to him again. So I really believe the mental part of this game is where he's going to have to really grow and be ready.
Let's flip to the other side. And your defense, you've kind of got a mix of a handful of starters back, but you also got some new guys. How has that group looked throughout camp?
Oh, man, I've been really, really pleased with our secondary. I think that's the one thing that we said we got to look at. You know, Omar has done a great job. Z at their linebacker has done a great job. And we've got some new additions up front. So we've put pieces together with the guys from the old, with some guys from the new. And I'm really excited about kind of how they're starting to gel, you know, move some guys around on the defensive side of the ball to really get our best 11 on the field. And so we may not have a bunch of stars, but we've got a group of guys that are going to come and play every Saturday.
With the transfer portal era that we're in and everybody's team bringing in so many new guys, and you've been in the coaching business for a while, what's the biggest challenge of trying to get these guys to blend together?
Just, you know, where they come from, you know, different ways to do a drill, different terminologies that they may use from where they were at, and just get them to understand, you know, the Hampton way and how we want to do things on and off the field. I think that's the thing when you bring in, you know, transfer guys, there's a culture that you have set, and they're just coming from a different environment, which is not a bad environment. It's just how you do things here may be different than what you were doing somewhere else. And, you know, doing a good job of trying to bring in the right guys to kind of fit that personality as an offense, defense, and as myself as the head coach, and then just kind of blend that all together.
Let's look ahead to your game Saturday night against the Morgan State team that certainly last year, especially on defense, was really, really tough because we saw them against a bunch of CAA opponents. As you've started to look at this year's Morgan State team, what challenges do they present for you?
I mean, they can run the football. They're big up front. And so we have to do a great job of, you know, controlling the run game and get them out of their comfort zone. And so that's going to be the biggest thing. I've been very impressed with their special teams. You know, in that first game, special teams is always something that you look at. And so they do a good job with their special teams. They kick the ball well. They cover well. They do a good job of setting things up. And so special teams wise, we definitely got to be ready for that. And then defensively, you know, they fly around. They've got some All-American guys on their team. They got all MEAC guys. They've got guys that are first team all conference. So, you know, this game is an important game because it is the first game. And we got to be ready to play. You know, our biggest thing we've talked on, you know, all week so far is just, you know, we've got to take care of ourselves and know who we are, because they are talented, and we don't want to beat ourselves. And so if we have that mindset, we'll be okay.
All right, Trent, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck Saturday night against Morgan State, and we look forward to talking again next Monday.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.